Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast. This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy. And you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch. Bonus episode on Halloween.
Halloween.
It's Halloween. Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Hey, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, exciting stuff.
Have you guys seen any spooky Halloween costumes roaming the streets in LA? Have you seen any fun ones? I'll tell you what I saw today. So I saw a lot of goddamn Halloween costumes today. There was a little kids party in the park across the street from us, and I've never seen so many children in my life. And the thing about Halloween is kids and adults get dressed up. So it was like everyone was dressed up. Mm-hmm. And the prevalence of those blow up costumes,
the dinosaur costumes are so wild. People love those.
So, okay, but like the creativity there, you know, in Fantasia, the elephants with the tutus that dance. Okay, there was one of those, which was really
that's interesting. Somebody had to manufacture that, and I'm not imagining that's a really sought after item.
No, but the best one was there was a woman who had a shark one on, and they were blasting music in this park, and they were playing Billie Eilish, and this shark was just dancing so aggressively to Billie Eilish, like alone, and all the kids are loving it. And it was like, I was like, what is happening? this is so crazy. But it's really cute. And I don't know, I love seeing everyone else's costumes. It's so much fun to see how creative people are.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen any, and I forgot that was even really a possibility.
I guess in LA it's less, it doesn't happen as often.
And well, there's like not just like a place you could go.
Right. Do you know what I mean? I get trick-or-treaters? I think I'm tucked away enough that I don't really get trick-or-treaters, but that would be cute if I did. But I don't have any candy, so hopefully I don't. I'll just disappoint them. And that would break my heart.
We're going to go trick-or-treating with our mutual friend. We all have this friend who has a child, and that I'm excited for because I like to be out and do it, because then you like see the kids who walk by you, and you like see the little families, and also I'll probably get to like, you know, eat some of her candy because she's a fucking baby. She doesn't know.
She definitely doesn't know. She's too little. She's way too little.
She won't even know. She doesn't even know what's good. I'll convince her all the worst candies are the best ones, and then I'll take the good ones for myself.
You're like, ooh, you love Mike and Ike's.
Ooh, Mike and Ike's, those are your favorite. Yeah. You love those. Also, there's like no way a 2-year-old can eat Mike and Ike's, right? Like, wouldn't that instantly
just rip out all their teeth?
But I'll keep you guys posted for what good ones I see. I'm excited to see some funny little costumes.
I can't wait. I truly can't. But you know what I really can't wait for?
I have an idea.
Hearing about this movie.
Ah! Oh my God. Yeah, we didn't even freaking say what it is, but I think you guys know.
Well, you guys wanted a super scary one that really won by a landslide. We asked if you wanted Hocus Pocus or a scary one.
Not scary, which I guess that is sort of the whole point.
That is sort of the whole thing. Yeah. That's fair.
I beg to differ.
But I came really close to watching Martyrs and doing Martyrs.
I'm so glad it wasn't Martyrs. I am not prepared for Martyrs.
But it's so funny because what we will be recapping today is Smile. And there's like a big part of me that would rather watch Martyrs than Smile. Like,
I know,
Smile,
this was, you did not want to do this.
Scares me more because I saw a review that just called it Jump Scare the Movie. Mm. And I hate a jump scare. So I cannot relax in a movie where I know that there are jump scares. So I basically watched this whole movie with my whole body tense the whole time because I don't know when the jump scares are coming. So I'm just like,
somebody said there's a lot of them.
So I'm constantly braced. Whereas if it's like a torture porn movie,
you're just in it.
It's just like I kind of know what I'm in for and I know what's going to happen and I can relax.
Okay. It's torture porn. So I can relax.
I can just sit back and relax, kick my feet up. I know what's going
to
happen.
It's because you can adapt. You can adapt to a torture porn, but you can't adapt to jump scares.
It's like normalizes. It's like when I went to see a surgery in 11th grade God. For my anatomy and physiology class.
That is
it's
not
like the
okay.
body's already cut open. So it's like, okay, well, I'm in it.
Yeah, it's like jarring at first. And then you're like, all right, well, now I get it. And that's what torture porn is like as well. But is just, yep. I can't relax. I can't have fun.
Oh, boy. Wow. You really did a big favor to us all, a big Halloween treat for us.
Halloween miracle. It's a Halloween miracle. You know miracles happen on Halloween.
You're Halloween Santa.
It's just funny because I now think it like made me question my role in the podcast in the theater watching this film, where I was like, probably I feel like one of the most scared people in the theater. I was sitting next to these two like 14-year-olds that were just like laughing, having a great time.
I don't understand not being affected by jump scares. It's like literal, it's like manufactured to make you tense and then jump. Like how can you not, like, it's like getting hit with one of those things on your knee that doctors do, your reflex thing where it's like you are gonna jump.
Here's the thing is that actually a jump scare that truly catches me off guard, I do enjoy. And so if I'm watching
something. You just
don't
want to know it's coming.
Yes. So if someone says this movie's filled with jump scares, then that's not going to be a fun time for me. But a movie with one good effective jump scare that really catches me off guard is like fun. It's because it's just a little jolt of adrenaline and I'm not like tensed waiting for it the entire time.
Yeah. So you weren't having fun.
I really, this was a tough one for me, but I did like it. And I think I'd like it more upon a second watch knowing now where all the jumps, I was tempted to like do what the service we provide to others. I was tempted to try to like Google it first and be like, where are these jump scares going to be so that I can know when to be stressed and when to relax. But that's what we're going to provide for you. So if you feel the same way as me and you could
see this
movie knowing where all the jump scares are, that's what we're going to do for
a
you
gift
here
from
today.
Halloween Santa. Mm-hmm.
Halloween Santa. My favorite Santa.
Smile was written and directed by Parker Flynn, starring Zosie Bacon, Jesse T. Usher, Kyle Gallner, and Cal Penn. It's in theaters now. 79% on Rotten Tomatoes, 68 on Metacritic, 6.9 on IMDb. Nice. And the budget was $17 million. So far, it's made $186
million. Wow.
It was going to go straight to VOD, but it did better in a test screening than expected, and so they decided to release it in theaters, and it's just crazy to think that they almost didn't.
They would have had $1 million on the fucking table.
Yeah, they would have lost a lot of money in that. People like to see a scary movie in theaters in Halloween time. Come on. And Zosie Bacon is Kevin Bacon and Keira Sedgwick's daughter.
Wow.
Incredible.
I want her and Maya Hawke to be like best friends.
That'd be cool.
Feel like it's like a similar vibe?
I didn't know that at all, but now that I do know it, I can very much see it.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's really fun.
And yeah, it's exciting. I love Kevin Bacon and Keira Sedgwick. What a great couple. Aren't they just like one of those good solid couples that makes you feel like
They're a good couple.
Like love is real.
Yeah, happy and like believe in love. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I really do see it now. Wow. This is really exciting. Okay. Wow. Okay. I can't wait. I've wanted. I was so glad this movie ended up being good and people wanted to hear about it. People wanted to see it because every time I saw the trailer, I was desperate to know what happens, but I was never going to see it. You get it. The whole point of the thing.
Yep.
And I can't freaking wait to hear about it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I've seen this trailer. I'm ready to see it again. This is
it. I'm scared.
It's happening.
Let's watch this trailer.
What is it you like to talk about?
My patient. Hi. I know you're nervous. I just want to have a chat.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me. No! Oh my God!
Yesterday, a patient in your care died brutally in front of you.
I need to find an explanation for what happened.
It's smiling at me. It's smiling at me.
Found 20 cases involving 19 victims with a direct line linking them all together.
You said only 19. Why is it that everybody else who's seen it is dead and you're alive? I've seen it too.
You?
Get away from me!
How long between each victim's death?
None of them survived longer than a week.
Today's my fourth day.
I am not gonna keep running.
I have to face it.
How does it make you feel?
I'm just really scared that something bad is going to happen.
Okay. That's enough.
We're finally doing it.
I can't wait.
Oh my God, that was worse than I remembered.
Oh.
Oh my God,
some pretty nasty stuff in there.
So scary, and I get to know what happened.
I get to know.
Oh my God. Sammy, thank you so much.
Let's do it. Okay. I also will say that I movie hopped into this movie. This was my second film of the day yesterday. And the first movie I watched was After Sun, which was like so beautiful. And so I cried through like the first 20 minutes of Smile. Just because I was still like in a very emotional place.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting state to enter.
It was
After Sun sounds really sad.
Very like a funny whiplashy moment where I just
two very different experiences
was feeling really fragile, and so things in Smile were making me cry that should not have been making me cry. Oh, it's a very funny headspace to be in it. But okay, let's recap it. And I will give the old regular disclaimer that
sure,
it may not be perfect because I just saw it in theaters yesterday, but I shall do my best.
Here we go.
Okay, we begin on a woman's face who is dead in her bed with vomit, like all coming out of her mouth. Like she is clearly overdosed.
At this point, you're still crying.
Yeah, I'm still crying. And the camera rotates and we see a young girl in the doorway looking at this dead woman, assuming that this is her daughter. And then Zosie Bacon wakes up in her office, and the implication being that this is her dream, that this was her past, finding her mom dead.
That's awful.
Overdosed. Zosie Bacon's name is Rose. She is clearly a workaholic. She works at a emergency psychiatric hospital, and she gets a call, and they bring someone in named Carl, a man that's clearly been in a few times before. They all know him. It's Carl again. And he's shaking and talking to himself and saying, I'm going to die. She's going to die. My mom's going to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. They're going to die. I'm going to die. And Rose is really kind to him and good with him. It's clear that she really cares about her patients. And she's like, Carl, it's me. It's Rose. Like, how are you? It's going to be okay. And she says, I think you're in a manic state again. Like, I know this feels really real to you right now, but it's not. And it's going to get better. And we're going to keep you here for a couple days, and it's going to be okay. And so she gets him all checked in into a room in the hospital, and she's then called into her boss's office, who's mad at her for doing something for a patient that the insurance wouldn't cover. And it's basically just hammering home the point that she really cares about her patients. It's not about money for her. And he's like, this is like losing the hospital money if you keep doing things like this. And she cares too much. She cares too much. And he says, have you been here since the night shift last night? We saw her wake up in her office. So again, hammering home, she's a workaholic, loves this job. And she's about to clock out and head home when she gets another call, another patient just arriving. And it's clear that she's like, I don't know if excited is the right word, but like she wants a reason to stay and continue to keep working. So she puts her little doctor coat back on and goes and meets this next patient that's coming in. This is Laura, and they bring her into this like room where it's just the two of them talking as she's evaluating Laura. I think she gets some information right beforehand that Laura about a week ago had a professor kill himself in front of her. He killed himself with a hammer.
Jesus Christ.
Yikes, yikes, yikes.
And so Rose goes to sit down with Laura, who looks really like she's not doing well. She's also similarly rocking back and forth and like
is this the girl from the trailer?
Yeah, talking to herself. And Rose is saying like, it's okay. Like, I know what you're experiencing right now, like feels really real to you, but it's like we can get you on some medication. And Laura says to her, like, I'm not fucking crazy. I'm a PhD student. Like, what's happening to me is real. Like, this is something is going on. I'm seeing something that nobody else can see. And Rose asks her to describe it to her. And she says, sometimes it's a stranger. Sometimes it's my grandpa that I saw die. Like, it comes in different forms. And it's just smiling at me. But it's not a nice smile. It's the scariest smile I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
And it's smiling at me.
And oh, Jesus Christ.
This is a very like, It Follows E premise. I feel like that's a lot of the complaints people have had. It's like, it's just like It Follows, but worse. But hey, It Follows isn't a bad movie to copy.
Yeah, it's like, come on. If it's good and fun, who cares?
Yeah. So Rose is trying to, like, it's clear she's trying to help Laura and figure out what's going on. And she's like, okay, And then something happens where all of a sudden Laura is stumbling backwards off her chair as if something else is in the room with them that moment. She is screaming, freaking out, and basically saying, no, 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 no. Oh. Rose jumps up, grabs the phone off the wall saying, like, we need help in here. We need help. And she turns back around and we see Laura now standing, staring at her with a big smile on her face.
Yep. There it is.
And in the whatever she, as she fell backwards, she knocked over a flower vase. So there's shattered porcelain in the room. Oh, and we see that she is holding a big chunk of it in her hand.
No.
Smiling. And she is just locked eyes with Rose. And raises that porcelain to her ear, basically. And with the big smile on her face the whole time, slices down her cheek, under her chin, and back up to the other ear. So making basically a smile-shaped cut through her face. It's pouring blood. It shows the whole thing. It's so bloody.
It shows everything.
She is not flinching. And she drops the porcelain afterwards. And she, for a moment, continues to just smile very big at Rose before she falls and dies from blood loss.
No, thanks.
I assume.
No, thanks.
And we cut to title card smile. To hear the rest of this episode, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TSDW podcast and join us in Toni fucking Collette's inner circle. There you'll get access to all of our previous bonus episodes, which include The Omen, The Green Inferno, and even a Paddington 2 watch along. Wow, so something for everybody. You'll also get access to our Discord and to weekly trailer reaction videos, and you can vote in what we cover in our bonus episodes. It's a great place to be. You're gonna love it. And if not, we will see you here next week with your regularly scheduled programming. We love you very much. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.